بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما خلقتنا وهديتنا ورزقتنا، ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another episode in our daily duas to power your day. And we are still on reflecting on the most beautiful names of Allah, Asmaul Husna. Please remember to invoke Allah's mercy by calling Him, calling upon Him by using these names as much as possible. Today, I will meditate, reflect on these beautiful names: Al-Muntaqim, Al-Afu, Al-Ra'uf, Malikul Mulk, Zul Jalali wal Ikram. Al-Muntaqim, the Avenger; Al-Afu, the Pardoner; Al-Ra'uf, the Most Kind; Malikul Mulk, the Sovereign Master and Lord; Zul Jalali wal Ikram, the Possessor of Glory and Honor, Lord of Majesty and Generosity. Al-Muntaqim refers to Allah as the Watchful of the Tyrants and Oppressors. Inna Rabbaka labil mirsad, your Lord is always watchful. He is watching the tyrants, the oppressors, the rebellious, and in His own time, He may deal with them. Al-Afu refers to Allah's attributes of forgiving those who wrong, because forgiveness is dearer to Allah than avenging the sinners, the transgressors. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. In Surah 42, verse 25, Allah says, He it is who accepts the repentance from His servants and pardons evil deeds. So afu, forgiveness, is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always invoke it in order to seek His mercy. Al-Ra'uf, Ra'uf to Allah as the most gentle and merciful, as He considers our weaknesses, you know, in His laws, in His actions, in the way He deals with us. Just never overburdening us. You know, this is one thing we need to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not impose duties or ordinances on us that we have no strength to endure or bear. Malikul Mulk refers to Allah as the sole creator, owner, and also indicates that everything else is a slave under His dominion, under His command. Zul Jalali wal Ikram refers to Allah combining the attributes of glory and might, as well as beauty, grace, and mercy. Now, our share in this, reflecting on these attributes, these names of Allah, is believing in God's power over the oppressors. We should not think that Allah will leave them alone. He will catch up with them in His own time, giving them a chance to change. And in His own time, He will deal with them. Number two, believing that God is forgiving, that He also wants to forgive those. So He wants us to forgive those who offend us, even as we want Allah to forgive our offenses. So we should show kindness to all. Number three, recognizing God's sovereignty and lordship over our life, and condition ourselves to surrender our will to the will of our Lord and Master. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.